5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What's wrong with you?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't know. I don't even know. What day is it?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
Oh, of course you do. There's another week about to start on the best show on radio, and don't be embarrassed, we're far away.
Yes.
Because there's lots of footy to discuss, mm-hmm. and I'm interested in hearing him talk about it.
Yes.
I didn't see a heap of it. Beyond Saturday afternoon,
yeah.
I had other things in mind.
I know you did.
Was that the golf?
I don't know how much Damo would have seen Saturday afternoon, because we saw him Saturday morning, and he wasn't up to it.
Oh, I like it. And then, a bit of topics, Brownless.
Oh, about time.
We're about to say sayonara to our old topics.
Who?
You're heading off.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Righto.
So maybe we'll just get the best out of you before you leave.
A couple of good days.
Righto. I like the thought of that.
Yes.
And then we have a young man, namely...
McKelty? LaFau.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah,
I did it phonetically.
You did?
Yes.
Joins us in the second half, of course, formerly of the Storm, now the Richmond Footy Club.
Formerly New Zealand.
Well,
rugby union, rugby league, and then AFL. So he's done well.
Some five at five something.
Oh, good stuff today.
I'm going to talk about Liv, which was extraordinary again over in Adelaide.
And a
joke to finish us off. And how about that for a show, old polo quarter zip?
Hello, Liv Brayshaw. How are you? All right? It must have been good.
Good.
Well, I know we'll talk about it in the second hour.
Very good.
You just
it's a brilliant event.
And you only went one day.
One day, that's enough. A bit like the races. If I go, I only need to go once. But it was fantastic.
94,000 for the 3 days.
And the Aussies winning.
The Rippers.
How good.
And they went too?
No.
To celebrate after.
They would have had a big night celebrating. $1 million each.
So you had a good day. $1 million each.
Each.
Four players.
US.
Yep. The team of
the
four.
The team that win get a brick each.
I can't believe
how
that.
Good is that?
I can't believe who won it, by the way?
What do you mean?
The actual,
Overall, I don't know.
Blue Steel. B Steel won
all
it.
All I was interested in was the team event, because the big screens, it was actually brilliant because there are big screens everywhere and you couldn't all get to the hole where the
Rippers
was
played.
So we all just, every big screen had like 400 or 500 people. Just staring up at it like idiots watching it.
How many times are you going to mention the team name for the Australians?
So, B Steel.
Called the Rippers.
Yeah, what's his name? B Steel. He won a Jim, by the way.
B Steel.
So, you get a million or something?
Oh, no, he gets four.
Four?
Four plus. He gets a big, big whack.
No wonder they're playing.
No, they're very happy, those boys. No, it was brilliant. I loved it. And I can't wait to go this time next year.
You had a good day Sunday. I had a good day Saturday. Had a winner at Caulfield.
I heard that.
Nice winner, Elphingstone.
Elphingstone. Well, you did say during the rub you thought
they
were going to win.
And then I went and watched the Cats. Great game there at the
MCG. Must have been a good win.
87,000 people.
That's it.
Great day.
Because the Blues are bloody good.
Yeah, they are. Mm. And then went to the Bot.
You went to the Bot.
Mm.
So shock me.
What
did you buy for the bar, giving your horse one?
Oh,
that's what people normally do at the Bot.
I forgot.
You forgot,
I just forgot. Brendan Steele is his name.
Brendan Steele.
Hello, Ryan.
Now, our first contestant used to be the player Cat supporters love to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren in last year's semi-final against Footscray. Let's make welcome the man whose all-time favourite film is Mrs. Doubtfire, direct from Geelong via The Footy Show, Billy Brownlow.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, kiddies.
Don't ever say that.
No.
That's Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think that is she says,
God. Hello.
Hello. Hello, kiddies.
Stop saying
we
that.
We need you to go away.
A time now for...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour...
Are we doing...
Yes, we do. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oosenhausen. That's who he beat, Lewis Oosenhausen, Jim, by a shot.
Louis Oosthuizen. Is actually his name.
It depends which side of the road you were born.
Pens.
Yeah, right. Damo's coming in, so he won't talk footy.
No footy.
But the Cats won again, Jim, and North Melbourne lost.
Yep, you're not talking. And what happened to the Pies?
We drew.
Oh, true.
So we're ticking everybody.
We are.
Mm.
Mm. But I don't know if Damo's going to go with this, but Tristan Cherry signed on for 4 years. That is great news for the Kangas.
Played very nice football.
He's been good, hasn't he, Jim?
He's got the helmet on.
Exactly. So well done there. You ain't going to talk about that, were you, Damien?
Damo wants to talk about stuff.
Carlton, they've got 100,000 members.
Yes.
100,000 members, Jim. The first time in their 160-year club history.
Brilliant.
Well done, Carlton.
Yes.
And they were good on the weekend. They got about six out.
No, they'll be good.
They kicked 3 goals in 3 minutes. Old Fat got a bit worried
there.
He
would have been worried.
Put poo in my pants.
Pew.
And Friday night. Oh, no. Friday night.
What form's he in?
No, he's in no
Friday night. They play
no, Nick.
Collingwood. No. Jim, they play Collingwood. So. Yes.
No, and we know that. Still no, talking footy. Fixture, yeah.
And Rory Sloane has retired.
Yes,
and we'll talk
man,
about
him.
We'll wait till Damo comes in because he is one of our men.
Very good man.
Great man. What about NRL?
Rugby League.
Melbourne Storm, they won 54-20 over the Rabbitohs.
Pounded. You're sure?
Pounded up.
Yes, we're bloody sure.
Xavier Coates over the line 3 times. And Papenhuyzen now twice. So
oh, my goodness.
That's it. Papenhuyzen. They are flying. Well done, Stormers. Ah, the golf. Live golf. Well done there. We spoke about the Rippers, how good
Steel
that was.
Winning and the Rippers winning.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
94,000 people there over the 3 days.
Yep. Brilliant.
Brendan Steele, there it is. He
Brendan
won
$4
million.
Yes,
we said, we spoke about that.
Yes.
Super Netball, the Vixens remain undefeated, Jim.
Yes.
They won 63-44 over the Giants. 3-0 they are.
Win.
Top
yes.
of the ladder.
Right, yep.
And the Mavericks haven't won yet, but they're okay. They lost to West Coast Fever, 69-62.
Yes.
But they're going okay, but well done to the Vixens there. Oh, by the way, Hannah Green won her second LPGA tournament. Yes.
Has gone back-to-back at Wilshire Country Club. The winner again of the JM Eagle LA Championship.
I mean, just an absolute clinical performance from Hannah.
Well done, Hannah.
Well done. She'll Perth
go,
girl.
Go back to Perth and they'll all be lined up with the cameras.
I think they know who she is now.
Yeah, I think they will know. And the Rooster, Jakey Fraser-McGann, continues to take the IPL by storm.
Dominating.
I think his first two innings is 250s and then smashed 84 off 27.
Rocks.
84 off 27.
He hits it as clean as anyone in the game.
So guess what? Fast track him to the World Cup.
Aussie team, no
he
doubt.
Plays, he's got to play for Australia in the World Cup.
Got to play.
And that's all I've got.
Hello!
There you go.
Hello!
Is Mrs. Doubtfire your favourite film?
Gee, great.
Also, what you called Dr. Marty Rice when we had him on the show.
Yeah, you did.
He sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He's never come back on.
No, he never wants to either.
I saw Kevin Sheedy the other day and I thought it was Mrs.
Oh come on.
Robbie will just a lead into the game. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes, Jim. Worcestershire sauce.
Massive round 7 of AFL action and the voice of the midweek rub in the Friday huddle has joined us, Damien Barrett.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it. Straight in.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news.
Oh, here he is. The Nick Larkey impersonation had even got its ass into live. I reckon about 30 blokes said to me, yeah, good. That's the funniest
thing
I've ever
heard. I was still getting sent to me last night by people, oh, have you seen this? Yes, I have seen this.
And heard it. No, and I like it.
Yeah.
Now,
you liked it a lot more
Rory
than others,
Sloan.
Jim. Yeah, Rory Sloane, one of the favourites on Triple M. I think you gave him the profile, Jim, when you bumped into his mad mates.
Well, that was game
early...
one.
I think it was
Remember
game one, I reckon
all,
it was.
Hanging over the fence.
From Upway to Tacoma.
Upway to Tacoma.
Well, yep. And he spoke today. Unfortunately for him, the second problem he had with that serious eye issue, Bill, which raised its head just before the season started again, has meant that he's been forced to retire because life is more important than another game of footy.
Yep.
And he got his head around that in recent weeks and announced it today and then spoke quite emotionally.
Ooh. I mean, I came in, Tex was already here, a year under his belt. I can't even look at him when I'm going to say this, but I don't know, and there's a few others as well. You got Smitty, Lairdy. There's a lot of us that experienced so much over the past 16 odd years in this footy club that I don't think many people would have experienced in any other industry. We've lost people. We've had extreme highs, some pretty tough lows. We've really been through it all. But what I'm proud of is if we stuck together and we stuck true to who we are. And I'm pretty proud of that.
Good boy. One of the real good boys.
He's tough. You know what it hurt? What would hurt him, Jim, is his body's right. It's just in his eye. Yeah. His body's right. It's going okay.
Well, yeah, but his body hasn't been right all for the last 2 or 3 years.
He had a knee prior to the eye.
But he's up and going.
Yeah, he had done a pre-season. Yeah. He wanted to have one more crack at it because they felt they were then tracking well and they might still, you know, get back into the eight after their slow start. But unfortunately, he's just not part of it. And I liked his referencing to the experiencing of the highs and equally the lows and obviously the tragedy that was part of his time at the club and the way
enormous amount to be proud of, Damo. Yeah. He has been a star on and off the field. He's always carried himself with great class and dignity. We love Rosa.
Yeah, and even hearing him just articulate a career in that moment as he did just then. And obviously, if people want the extended version of that, they can go online to get it.
Yep.
Tribunal, we got another one. It just keeps happening. The MRO has a finding and then we'll flush it through the system and we'll see what happens. And this one is the Jack Higgins tackle on Aliri Lee. We spoke about it at length on Saturday.
3 matches is way too.
Yeah, I think we all had that view, didn't we? The three of us. You were strong at the time, Jim.
Well, but this is what we always say, Purple. We're so result-driven. So I said to people who thought Toby Green should have been cleared to play, what if the bloke, what if old mate Boyd was knocked out?
Yeah.
And it would have, everyone would have gone, well, then it's got to be a month.
It had to be 2 or 3.
So it's only the result that drives whether people think. So if Ilya gets, bounces up and plays on.
Sanders.
But because he was concussed, and we're very cognizant of the issue with concussions.
Yeah.
There's no way he gets 3 if he's not, if the player's not concussed.
I agree.
In fact, and he probably gets fined.
What was he supposed to do?
Well, we said that.
I know, you said that.
I don't know.
I hadn't seen it, so I saw it the other...
Yeah.
He ran through him.
Yeah, he's trying to run through him as a little man.
So what's he supposed to... And plus, he was in a kicking action, so he had no strength.
I'm tiring, though, of the tribunal needing to tell us what is and isn't right. I just think the game needs to, but that's another conversation for another day. Cody Waitman, we saw him have another issue where his elbow had got dislocated again in that game, and now what they are going to do is seek to fix it to a point, and he'll miss 6 weeks or thereabouts.
So what's that, surgery?
Surgery. Yeah, or procedure at least, yeah, because he had been playing with it, Bill, as you saw with the cast around it, and then he just absolutely hit the soft spot on it. And you felt for him because I can't even imagine how
sore
that would be.
No, that wouldn't be.
Positives. Nat Fyfe played a game
Natalie.
That took us back to almost Brownlow medal form, didn't he, with what he did against the Western Bulldogs. And he's just now, I think, on the back of that, worked out how he fits into this midfield that has Sarong and Brayshaw as the leaders of it at the moment, and rightly so. But there's still a place for someone who's as big as he is and has still got some high-end talent. Now, it's not the Brownlow medal times 2 winning talent, but it's still high-end, isn't it, Jim?
Yep.
And it's going to be crucial to what they're about. I thought they were unlucky in 2 of their past 3 losses. They had those free kicks against them against Carlton, or those issues against Carlton. We're in front of Port Adelaide with 3 or 4 minutes to play, lost the last
Terrible
2 goals of the
West
game.
Coast.
Terrible against West Coast. But their response against the Western Bulldogs was really, really good. Jeremy Cameron, I reckon it's been 3 years he's been the best player in the comp, and I think he's now just putting a gap on whoever the next best is with what he's doing this year.
I asked him the other night on Talking Footy, this is the best footy I've ever seen you play. I've never seen you play better than you are at the moment. He looks a million bucks.
He just runs.
He does whatever he wants.
Go down back.
He does, but his laconic nature, I think, makes you think he just does that. But he's still working within the system, isn't he?
You would have to ask
he's
Chris.
Part of the system.
If you ask Joel, he says he does whatever he wants.
Yeah. I think he just does what he wants.
Well, he goes and has his recovery and his muddy dam with the fish
and the yabbies, as you said.
But I love what he's doing, the 5 goals he kicked, and he needed to probably kick that sealer late, Bill. He'd already done the hard yards, and then the late comeback from Carlton.
Kicked 3 goals in 3 minutes, Carlton. Where's that come from?
4 and 4, wasn't it? Or yeah,
it was 3 and 3. Damien, you were in bed after your Saturday rub. Isaac Heaney again.
Yeah, 3 goals in his performance yesterday against Hawthorn. He's just the cleanest user of a football, isn't he? And he just it was a pretty bad game that on a number of fronts. We'll touch on the negative component with Hawthorn in the next segment through the words of Sam Mitchell, but. He just elevated himself, didn't he, with his class, and he's done it.
We've
talked about him on the recovery session on this show on the Monday for 7 occasions, including this one.
Yeah.
This week, he's got votes again out of that game, which will mean he's got votes.
Right now, he's 15 votes ahead of the next player in the Brownlow for me.
15?
15.
No, in the Brownlow.
Brownlow votes 15 ahead of the next player.
Hang on. So
he's on 25 and the other bloke's on 10.
We can't have 25.
Well, he's only played
7 games.
Don't care.
How is he 25?
21.
15. He wins it with his legs, both legs in the air.
No,
I don't know. Like he's in stirrups. That's how he wins
it. There's only 7 games.
Just watch this space and I'm going to replay this.
21.
And when it happens... You'll have to say, Jim, you were right.
This is after round seven, by the way.
Yeah, just time code.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going, people.
Long time ago, but we do positives here. We go back to Wednesday night. Maxi Gunn has played five blinders out of the seven that Melbourne has played. The first game was bad for him, and he had another bad one 2 weeks ago, but he's responded each time, and I thought he was a clear best of field again, so big tick for him. And he's just keeping Melbourne rolling.
Star of the comp.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Six time All Australian. I think he's six.
Six, yeah, and he has already got
into this team
the
too.
One arm through the jacket again for an All Australian this year. You like what I did there, Bill? Or at least now the what do they put on the badge on the chest panel? They just put the year. They've got the two for the 2024 year on it already. So
maybe two and zero, maybe
20. Yeah, halfway there.
Bombers and Magpies. Who won that?
No, I'm going the Bombers.
Yeah, I reckon the Bombers won.
I love what Merritt did, and I. More than happy for him to get the Anzac Day medal because he was outstanding. But I thought...
Who did you think?
I thought McGrath was the best player afield in that game. And I thought
Andy McGrath.
I'm giving him the positive out of the weekend on that particular occasion.
Lucky you went, mate.
I'm loving what the... I thought he was best on ground.
Voting.
Green, Taylor, Canelio out of the GWS team. It just means that other players who would normally have to just form behind them in an orderly queue with respect and authority and the way a hierarchy works, they're just getting more time. And I'm referring to Finn Callahan as one of those people. And he's just hitting his straps beautifully, isn't he? And benefiting. They did a number on the Brisbane Lions.
Where's Sam Taylor? I need to know I need to punt. This week.
I think he'll be back, Bill.
What was that sentence?
I don't know.
Well, Sydney play the Giants, and if he's in, I'm
for your tips.
Tips.
I'm not sure you can punt. But their talk is, and the club is really confident, they'll get all three players back. Obviously, Green with the suspension that he copped. Yeah, but Taylor, now that he's missed two matches with concussion protocols, and there's hope that Canelio, with his knee, is ready to go again. And if it's not, it's not too far away. So, quick reference to Jake Rogers for his game for Gold Coast against West Coast yesterday.
Yes, another one of those very good
young academy kids that are just now on a turntable. They just spit them out, and they're going to be there for years. But it was a great performance for him. Equally, Noah Anderson. Butters was great, wasn't he? Bill for Port against St Kilda. And just a quick reference before we go to the break, Tex Walker for his game, his unselfish game for Adelaide against North Melbourne down there in Hobart.
He's a very good player. Good man too, Big Tex. And all right, negatives?
Negatives. All right. Coming up next with Damien Barrett.
$2.05
on the Rush Hour Triple M.
Responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You got something on your face, Fat? Get rid of that.
Oh. Yeah, a bit of donut.
Other side, he has. He's got a great big bit of donut.
It's not coming off. Damien Barrett has stuck around. His negatives from round seven. By the way, on Thursday, Rory Sloane will join us retiring today.
Great. More positive, and we talk about players and how good they're going. Chris Scott is on fire in the coach's box. He is. And his twin brother's going all right too, by the way.
They're both flying.
They are flying. So well done to Scotty.
He's just tapped in with something at the catch at the moment that people have not yet worked out. Mm-hmm. So they are flying. Bill, who isn't flying, is his counterpart at the Brisbane Lions, in Chris Fagan.
What is going on there, Damo? I watch him now and he seems to get a bit more angrier. Mm. He just looks like, I don't know, it's just something missing there.
No, I'm
with
you, Bill. And seven rounds is enough now to have a look at it and have a deeper dive into what's going on. And I think it's fair to say they just have not been able to overcome what was a tough toil for 5 years, getting so close. And last year was the closest they got, with losing a grand final by 4 points. Mm. And if you then want to throw the 5 years in as a collective, Bill, they were basically kick short of reaching a prelim final for 5 years. Now, they fell short on two of those five years, but they were only a kick short from in a semi-final to make it to a prelim.
But
so
we all had them in the top four, Damien.
We absolutely
did. Midfield's good, their forward line's good, their back line's okay. So,
but they're 2-5 now, and if you do want to look at what is on offer for their teams each week, they don't bat as deep as some teams when it's all said and done. I mean, I don't want to individualise now, but they're not batting deep, and they're certainly not getting much out of those guys. And then you sort of ponder the question yourself, who's going to help them blast out? And there's always been doubts on Danaher and Hipwood as a forward line. And Lachie Neale, I think clubs have worked him out now. And he's also been around for a long time. Yes. He's banged up and he's getting hit and tagged and shut out. And he's hard to work through. McCluggage,
Suns, Crows, Richmond, they've got a gettable couple of games coming
up. Yeah, and that's the hope, Jim, isn't it? And if you look at the games they've got coming up, West Coast is part of that too, I think, at the end of it.
The fourth, yep.
they could well come out of it with a 6-5 scoreline, but or at least a 5-6 scoreline, which will give them some hope. But what I do think I've seen enough to know now is that even if they just get out with how they've been trying to play, it won't be any good for them come the proper end of the season. I think they've needed to make changes. He made some tough changes last year about halfway through when he dropped Daniel Rich and Jack Gunston from a game. I'm talking about Chris Fagan here. He hated doing it because he's such a loyal person.
Yep.
He's going to need to do something of that nature, be it just a rev up in the box. So they've got a problem. Let's go to Hawthorn and take a listen to what Sam Mitchell said. Now, another loss happened yesterday. They're 1 win, 6 losses. Mm-hmm. The 1 win was against North Melbourne. I don't even think that should count this year. But Sam Mitchell had this to say after the Swans loss on Sunday.
I mean, the margin is worse than the Gold Coast game. But I looked at today's game. If you watched it without a scoreboard, you would have said the Brown and Gold boys are having a crack. You know, they're really putting a lot of pressure on the opposition.
Don't know what that means, because we do watch it with a scoreboard, and the last time I associated with sport without a scoreboard, it's underage sport. And I just think he's in a bit of a zone now where he doesn't have the answers. It's a bit like Chris Fagan, and while it's been 3 years under his watch, I don't see an improvement, Jim. And while others will look at the fact they've made some tough calls, and maybe it's just setting up for what is in the future, but I'm not seeing it this year. And they won 7 matches last year, 8 the previous year, and there's not a lot of talent on that list, particularly when there's no great forward line.
That's a weird sentence when you lose by 11 goals.
And I tell you what, he gave it to
76 points.
Scrimshaw there. Was that quarter time when he walked on? And he gave it to Scrimshaw.
It was.
Barreled him.
He did. Yep.
And a couple other bad news.
Yeah, just with Hawthorn, Sam Butler, we knew in the VFL, had injured his leg. He's now going to miss the season with that break. And Mabior Chole, who was their one forward, although he didn't play well. No one played really well yesterday. But filling in for Mitch Lewis, covering for Mitch Lewis's absence, he's been offered a one-match ban for striking Errol Gordon during that particular game. So it's not unfolding well for them. Western Bulldogs, Jim, 3-4, lost to Fremantle.
Hard to work out, because the best is really good.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they will play in a way that doesn't match up with that at all.
It didn't. And they grounded out. It was only late that the Dockers, I suppose, confirmed the win. And they were without Jamari Ugalhagen, and they lost Tom Liberatore just before the game. But their midfield just was not up to what the Fremantle team subjected
And they've
got
to win that game if they're feeding them.
That's a really good point, Bill.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Normally,
Carlton.
I don't think it is. I think Fremantle at home are tough to beat.
No, but if the Dogs
want to make something of their season.
It's going to be out of Freo and Western Bulldogs getting the 8.
I still think it's a very tough road trip, that. So not many teams beat
Libera laid Freo out too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Said that. It just said that.
I was too busy writing notes for you.
Yes.
5-2 Carlton, lost to GWS in round 6, and then Geelong on the weekend. And look, you could have taken some positives out of it. Michael Voss wasn't going down that path, just refused to. I like the attitude. Their other loss came to Adelaide by 2 points back in round 5. So they're just not getting on a roll at the moment.
They got 6 or 7 out from their prelim side last year. So they got some good players
And most of those are soft tissue too, which is an issue for them. But
Collingwood, big game Friday night.
It's a massive game.
That's a huge game.
Just before we have a look at what is coming up on round 8 matches, just the last 3 weeks of Sundays. These are the matchups, Bill. There's only been 2 matches on each of the last 3 weeks. Hawthorn, Sydney, West Coast, Gold Coast. That was yesterday. Yeah. Week before, North and Hawthorn.
Yuck.
Sydney, Gold Coast.
Oh, come on.
And then the week before that, Geelong and North and West Coast and Richmond. It's a day that they have not scheduled
well. Hopefully now we're back to 9 games and no bowls.
And no Wednesday matches. Yeah, and no,
we might get. Can I just say hello quickly to Mark and Malcolm at the Queen's Head in Adelaide?
Who are Mark and Malcolm?
I'm going to explain. I walked through, and the game's on, North Melbourne and in Carlton, and I had to be somewhere else, so I wasn't stopping. And they both had
never stopped.
They both had North Melbourne gear on, and they said to me, "Not watching the game, Jim." I said, "I can't. I've actually got to go somewhere." But I said, "I also plan to enjoy myself this weekend in Adelaide. And if I stop and watch, I'm not going to enjoy myself. So I've got to keep moving."
You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Rusted on North blokes. Both of them been members for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they say, "We come to this pub every time North play and watch." I said, "Well done to you two." So I'll say hello to Mark and Malcolm. Malcolm. Hopefully they hang tough.
I hope they do. Because I know a few people who were wavering, Jim.
No, they can't.
They've been stalwarts for 100 years at that club.
Can't waver.
Who's third on the Coleman medal? I'll give you the first two. Kerno and Jesse Hogan. Who's third?
Cameron?
The J-Train.
Jake Waterman. Mm. Good effort. Good effort. Kicked another 4. He's kicked 21 for the year.
Yeah, and 15 in the past 3.
Yeah. And what about these games? So Adelaide, Port Adelaide Thursday
I love this round of footy, Bill. So, showdown? Yep. Showdown Thursday?
Friday night, Carlton, Collingwood. Yep. There'll be 90,000.
There'll be 90 plus.
And then Sydney Giants on
Saturday.
That'll be huge.
Melbourne Geelong, yes, Saturday
1v4.
Yep. And then Brisbane and the Gold Coast. That's a good game.
Big game.
At the Gabba.
Rivalry round.
It is.
It almost is.
It really is.
Good.
Yep.
So right. Good. I like round it, purple.
Yeah.
And then girls, you.
And then girls, what did you do after the rub? Just as a matter of interest.
No, you made me feel tired by saying
did
I looked
tired. You
go
home and have a nap?
No, I went home, had a few bets and lost again as always. I had something on your Elphinstone, but I missed the quaddie as always. And
this is Fat having a go, by the way, at Damo, for, in Fat's words, not appearing on Saturday in good enough condition. No. Podcast. This is Fat who does that every Saturday of the year.
No appearance, your worship.
Turns up.
No appearance. I looked over a couple of times. His goggles are all fogged up.
That is not true.
They're all fogged up and he's sound asleep. I had to wake him up.
I had a few drinks with Jim the night before.
Yeah, Jim didn't drink. He was okay.
I'm jumping around. Good to see you, Purple.
See you guys.
Says Bill, who's got a full strength Coke on a Monday. You can hear Dambo as part of the midweek rub on Wednesday and the Friday huddle too.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, Mykalty Lefau used to play
rugby league
for the Melbourne Storm. Indeed. Now he's playing for the Tigers. He's going to join us after five,
New
Bill.
South Wales football. Hall
of Fame. No, not today.
Going to get to that.
Not today, Jim.
How many? 100 names, isn't it?
What? Now, 1-3-3-5-3. Time to connect to the audience, to the Rush Hour.
100.
Rush Hour family, time to connect.
Yes.
And I'm going to start it off. And, yes. You know you're going to have a good day when.
Ooh,
you
I
know
like these
you're
ones.
Going to have a I good like day when. Because this bloke DM'd me. I haven't got his name here.
Bloke's DMing you.
I do.
Right.
It's a nice sight. No. Mm. This is what he said. I know I'm going to have a good day, Bill, when. Every morning when I take my shorts off to get into the shower, I flick them up, and if I catch them, I'm in for a belter.
Oh, right.
But if I drop them or mess up the flick, I know I'm going to have an ordinary day.
Oh, I see.
Love your work.
I like that.
That's good.
Well, for me, it doesn't happen so much anymore because you don't carry cash so much anymore.
Yes.
But in the old days, if you pulled on your jeans and there was a 20 tucked in there.
Or a 50.
Back in the day, you didn't have, I didn't anyway have access to that many 50s. But I'm talking about when you're 20, 25, around that age. If there was a 20 in there, you thought, this is going to be a good day for Jimmy.
Exactly right.
Well, I don't know why.
Yes.
I just thought it was.
Or you rock up somewhere and there's a car park right there.
Rockstar out the front.
Bang! Yep. Oh, I'm in for it here.
Good run of green lights. Driving down.
Yes.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, would have given away, Roger.
A $200 super dry voucher. Their new season puffers have just launched, and there's nothing more iconic. Shop in store or online at superdry.com.au to get yourself your new forever jacket. $200 there.
Nice. You know you're going to have a great day when.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Triple M. 1-3-3-5-3, Bill.
You know you're having a good day. Oh, Jim.
What is going on with you?
I've got the biggest burps in me. You know you
haven't had the best of days.
You asked me to buy you a full-strength Coke.
I said diet.
You did not.
Diet.
You are a liar.
You know you're in for a good day when.
Right.
Simon, when?
G'day, boys.
Hey, Simon.
When you wake up and the little Jack Russell hasn't done a nard on the carpet.
Oh, that's a good day.
She's prone to doing the odd pro heart.
Well, can you teach her, Simo?
Yes.
We're trying, mate. She's been bloody there for 5 years. Right. And just occasionally, just randomly, and you know it's going to be a bad day when she does that.
Yeah, that's good. True. We like that.
He's starting to get cold down at Warrnambool, Big Si.
Yeah, mate. Get to the races too, JB.
Is that that's next week?
Seriously? How bloody good is the
Pearl? That's tomorrow.
Tuesday, tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, Jim.
Oh, beautiful. Righto.
Down to the
bull. Magnificent part of the world. Stay on there, on the line there, Syme. Bobby, where's Bobby from?
Wodonga and Albury.
Oh, yes.
Bobby.
G'day, fellas. How are you today?
Good. You know you're going to have a good day when?
Mate, when I'm driving the car at the speedo and the clock and also the odometer have similar numbers.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm telling you, boys, when you see that, it's going to be a good day.
Bloody hell.
How would the speedo and the clock and the what else do you say?
Oh, come on.
Whatever it was. Yeah, they all got to line up. Wow.
Well, they don't all line up perfectly, but you might have sequential numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah, oh, symmetry. Is that the word you're looking for, Bob?
No, sequentially said, which is the yeah, right look, word.
I think
don't
symmetry.
Don't get too clever, Bill, but yeah, something like that.
Don't get hey too there, Bobby. Gaz in Geelong. Hello, Gaz.
Gazza.
How are you, guys?
Good, Gazza. How's Geelong today?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit overcast, all good.
Righto. You know you're having a good day when?
Billy Brownless is on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no. That can't happen.
No. Two left feet.
Yes. He would have four left feet.
Is that where you're going?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to say. Shush. I'm not talking about it.
Aren't you? Well, it's already out there.
Yeah, because you've got it out there.
Sucked in.
And call my lawyers in.
Are you?
But yeah.
Lockie's in Geelong. Stay there, Gaz.
Oh, another one.
Lockie.
Lock.
How's it going, fellas?
Good. You know you're going to have a good day when?
Oh, when you're away camping or it's a long weekend or the like, and after the first thing you open your eyes in the morning, the second thing you open is a frothy.
Oh, that's a good
early start.
Well, what time do you get up?
As soon as the sun's up.
Oh, that is an early start. And then start the fire or the barbecue?
That's it.
Have you ever done that with your shorts when you're jumping in the shower, just try to flick them up and catch them?
No, not usually. No. I'm not the most majestic of creatures.
Oh, I can do it. I just dance along the line.
Mm. Ricky's in Dandenong. Hello, Rick.
Rick.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, Rick.
What do you got?
When you've had a big weekend on the drink, your alarm goes off Monday morning, you look at your phone and your boss has messaged you, don't worry about coming in.
Oh, that's a good day.
Does it get much better?
No. It is a good day. Turn over and go straight back to sleep, Rick.
Oh, you know it.
What do you do, Rick?
I'm a roofer.
Oh, yes. Good roofers, Jim.
Yeah.
Very important.
Good roofers.
Very.
Why?
They put the...
pretty necessary to a house, very the roof. The old roof bit.
Yeah, it's very important.
Good Jim. Roofers, Jim, you reckon?
They are. Oh,
seriously. All right. Not bad topics.
Anymore?
Nah, that's it. Oh, he's not doing full sentences.
No,
he's getting words that's well, what he's along doing in the is, same sentence.
He's starting to listen to what his advice is on the Saturday Rub, and that is when you get in trouble, just stop.
Stop.
That's what he says. Just stop speaking.
Well,
so where are we sending prizes?
Well, I like Ricky the Roofer.
Yes.
Ricky the Roofer gets something.
Yes. Rick, you got yourself a $200 Superdry voucher, mate.
Yeah, legend.
Well done.
So, all right. Yeah. And Bobby in, where's Bobby from?
Bobby.
Bobby is from.
I like that. When the numbers line up,
yes.
He's concentrating in the chariot.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby gets.
Mate, head down to Melbourne. You've got yourself a $200 crown voucher.
Ooh.
Bob.
Take it every day.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Well done, fellas.
Oh, good. Not
I like that, it. You there?
Yes. Well done, mate.
Well done, Bobby.
Well done, Bobby.
I like that.
Will you shut up?
Hey,
by the way, check out Fidel's. It's Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant.
Where's Fat Nine? No, that used to exist.
You'd sit there,
used to go down underneath.
Smoke the big cigars.
Well, I'm not a cigar smoker, but they absolutely everyone did.
Sit up there like Jackie.
Get a nice glass of red after dinner. It was beautiful.
So is that the same joint?
We need to find out if it's the same Fidel's.
Yeah, we'll have to find out. But this says newest. Cuban inspired, so I would say it's new.
The same one, same name.
Oh, but all new. Right.
Not bad topics
thank
from you.
You
on a Monday.
Roofers. That was good.
Yep. Roofers.
Yep.
Good.
They're important.
Good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good
This
joke.
Is one of the great shows ever put together. Triple M. All right, so before we go with Fat off to do what he's doing, we're going to have, not now, we're going to have a look at the...
What?
New South Wales Australian Football Hall of Fame inducted. There's 100.
What date is that? Because I better put that aside.
There's 100.
I might go up there and book a nice hotel in the Cross.
Century.
The 100 people.
That's good. No. When is it on? I need to know so I can book
in. I'll just see the 100 inaugural New South Wales Australian Football Hall of Fame inductees.
Ooh.
So it's not like there's 10 or 15. No. There's 100.
One. Well, congrats, Bill.
So we'll get to that list.
Oh, that'd be good. Have a nice weekend away.
Looking forward to that.
Nice weekend.
Yes.
We just tried to reset the phoner on the previous
Did
break. You know you're having a good day when?
Yes.
133353, Bill.
You know you're having a good day. Well, Jim.
What is going on with you?
I've got the biggest burps in me.
Burps in him. Oh, no, I'm trying to track one down from Saturday too. I asked Hose to...
From Damo?
No, from you. The brain fades you have.
I was doing everything. You were no good.
No,
You've been on the wine over in...
I was real good.
Fine. Bernie did nothing. Bottom of the button bar there, Rebs.
Oh,
and,
is this it?
the theme today is disposals. Records.
Right.
So that should be exciting. Stand by.
Off the back of.
A must listen to a quiz.
What's that off the back of, Bill?
Well, one bloke and one bloke in particular. Let's go.
Let's go, Manny. Did he have them?
Bernie does nothing, just does enough. You were no good, and Damo was asleep. So poor old Fat had the run there.
Fine. Spelling quiz, too, by the way.
Quiz! Q-U-I-N. That's how you spell
it. Q-U-I-S.
S. Quiz. Quiz.
We were running a quiz.
I was French for the day.
You weren't at your best.
I was French. Oh, it was good.
You'd actually need a spell. So I don't know what you're going to do, but you probably do need a little
what
spell.
Do I need to spell?
Yeah.
Quiz.
So that'll be good. You get a nice reset.
Righto.
1-3-5-3. It's Guernsey Cash.
Oh, Cash.
Come on, Jim. You beat your best.
Here we are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've had a haircut. I'm looking good.
No, you're not. Triple M. Time to do this.
You know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Players as you like, Jim. 10 grand.
It's the Rush Hours Guernsey Cash.
Of course it is, and Mark joins us from Werribee. Marco.
Hey, how you going?
Good, how are you? You're right to go? You know your players, your numbers?
Mate, I'm pretty confident.
Who do you barrack for?
I barrack for the Hawks.
Jeez, you wouldn't be confident about them.
Well, I'm confident that they're not going too crash hot at the moment.
No, exactly, mate.
All right, what do you do for a crust there, Marco?
Just in work at a retirement village. Just do a bit of maintenance, looking after the oldies.
Oh, how much to get into that, John?
Much to get in? I tell you what, you've got to be 55 plus.
Yeah, that's me.
And then, you're still, 300,000, 400,000, but they get everything looked after that.
Righto, Fat.
Sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll even chuck in, Tarnate Skies. Just give them a bit of a run as well.
Here are the rules for you, Marco.
30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them have worn multiple numbers for the club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer. You can't pass or come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, you will win $10,000. Your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
All right. You ready to rumble there, Marco?
I'm ready to rumble.
Good luck.
Kyle Langford, Essendon.
Langford, Essendon. 4.
Jamari Ugalhagen, Western Bulldogs.
2.
Jack Gunston, Hawthorn.
19.
Justin McInerney, Sydney.
Pass.
Lockie Schultz, Collingwood.
Lockie Schultz, 8.
Mark Bickley, Adelaide.
Bickley, 31.
Josh Kennedy, Carlton.
Pass.
Barry Hall, St Kilda.
Ooh.
11.
Is that right? Quick. There's a couple of early ones late.
They started well.
Did
Langford,
start.
Jamara, Gunston, and then Justin McInerney is 27. You passed on that. Lockie Schultate, you got that one. And Mark Bickley wore 26, not 31.
26, how silly am I?
You're not silly. It was all right. That wasn't bad. You started all right, Marco.
You did, Marco, and there were some tough ones in there.
Yes.
There was, but I thought I'd do better than that.
All right. Well,
it's hard when you're on air.
You've still got a $150 voucher to Hecho en Mexico, celebrating the opening of Hecho en Mexico's first CBD store on Hardware Lane. Right. Visit your nearest Hecho to see what everyone is tacoing about. HechoenMexico.com.au, $150 voucher. To get yourself some Mexican.
Not going to argue with that at all.
Take the dough.
Thank you very much. Hey, I'm Billy Brown, list number 16. Just thought I'll just chuck that one in.
Oh, good on you.
Well done.
all right, guys.
Echo Mexican, I reckon. Rabsy, $150 voucher there. Well done.
I said Echo in Mexico.
I think the H is silent.
Anyway.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
Right now, we're joined by a great story from the Richmond Footy Club. It's Mike Calty LaFau.
It's built for LaFau. He's 2 metres from his
leg.
Line.
His leg is tripped.
25 years of age. Second game in AFL footy. City end of the ground. He's on the boundary line. 20 out. Goes for the banana. And he's slots his first in the big league.
LaFau kicked 2 last week. Can he open his account? He does. Big start for the Tigers.
Kick towards goal. Isn't a great one. Mansell plays from behind. Spoiled at the ground level. Got it to LaFau. Walks it into goal.
Mikelty Lefau, yes. This is one of the most ridiculous stories ever. Welcome for a start. I want to ask you how this unfolded because it's Bill.
Yes.
Born in Auckland.
Yes.
Started in rugby union, which pretty much everyone in New Zealand does.
Yeah.
And then moved to Melbourne. How old?
It's about 13.
13. And then because you wanted to pursue rugby league.
Yep. That's right.
And you went to Scotch College?
No.
Well, where'd you start playing football then? AFL football?
Nah, I played Pakenham.
Pakenham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell. Right. So what age were you when you started playing AFL footy?
It's about 15.
And what, because you're trying to play rugby league and you're in the development pathway with Storm, how did you think, I might just have a crack at this as well? How did that happen?
It was just with mates at school because there's not many people throwing rugby balls around. So you just go start kicking the footy with them.
Right.
And then they saw, obviously it was a bit bigger and they saw, he might go all right at footy. So I was against it at the start, but because they played on Sundays for juniors and rugby was on Saturday, I could fit it in.
Bill.
And yeah, I know.
That's
I love
astounding.
This. And then you end up playing at St Kilda City.
Yep.
Did you kick 25 goals in a game there once?
Yeah, the last game of the season, regular game of the season.
You kicked 25. How many did you kick for the year?
I think 60 something. Jeez. Yeah. But I missed a few games because that was the year I was doing Storm.
Yeah.
So I couldn't play every weekend. And then I didn't start in that league till round three. And then I was down by the goal king at like around 10, 11 goals in the last game. And the coach was like, we're going to get him there. We're going to get him the golden boot for the season. And then, so everyone just fed me that game. And then at halftime, I think I had like 13, but I was like, well, I was astounded to be honest.
25. What's the hardest thing about all those games you play about Aussie rules? So you've played union, you played league. What's the hardest thing for you to play Aussie rules?
I think just the reaction, like your quick decisions. Because obviously in like league, you get to plan it and you can see it. You get to see the defense and you can plan something against that. But in footy, because it's so 360, you got to look for the blokes behind you and then onto the side of you as well. And there's so many things going on. I think that's probably the hardest thing is just being able to make a fast decision and be clear with it as well.
So how were the Storm? Did they find out you were doing this on a Sunday?
No, they did because there was another bloke that was playing footy as well.
So they weren't filthy on you for going and playing footy Sunday. They're happy.
Not at all. No, it was all good. Yeah, because it was only like it wasn't for the whole season. It was only a short period of time. So it was all good. Yeah.
And your body after a game on Sunday, how'd you pull up?
Oh, it was pretty sore. Oh. I know. Yeah,
because you're pretty hard at it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I like to put my body on the line. Yes. And obviously that's how you do it in rugby league as well, but. Yeah, I didn't want to shy away from contests and things like that, and I knew what the team asked of me, and I couldn't stop doing that when it comes to the important times, especially when we get to like the finals and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was playing both like in the same day as well of when the footy finals went to Saturday, and then it was I almost missed the grand final of the rugby league because our game just finished and I got to the rugby when the warm up just finished.
Oh, played both.
Yeah. So I played in a semi for footy and then had to go play rugby grand final the same day.
So then ended up where at Casey, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Played out there.
They played out there. So after the footy season was done, the coach at the time, he wanted me to go more serious with footy.
Yeah.
And that's when I made the decision to do it. So we got in contact with Casey and asked him if I could train down there for the preseason and then the rest was history.
So even to get to that level with your background would have been astounding.
Yeah.
To play at VFL level after the rugbys and where you grew up would have been an amazing story within itself. To then go on and play AFL football is just ridiculous. Yeah. It is. It is just the most incredible story. How many tickets? Were we talking about this your debut?
First game.
Yeah, it was probably around 100, 120 tickets.
No. 120, 130.
Yeah.
Is that the record? We should
it would have to be.
It'd have to be a record. How did you get 100 GAs?
Yeah, so we asked for 50 initially because I said, how much can you get? She said 50. Yeah. And then I had some personal ones as well, like with the change rooms included. Yeah. And then just my manager at the time was like, you're going to need 50 more. So we had to ask for 50 more. And then I think that just done the trick.
Your manager said 175 tickets.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he knows more than me.
175.
He knows more than me.
And you could hear him, couldn't you?
Yeah. They almost had a whole like section in the G.
Did they do a haka during the game or was it after the game?
No, that was before the game. So that was that was awesome to see my friends and family do that. But it was almost too early because you get pretty amped when you're watching it, and a lot of emotions are going through at the time. And we still had like an hour, like over an hour to kill before the game started. Geez. So even the boys were all like amped. They were saying, we should get that every game.
Yeah.
I was like, just keep giving me games and I'll try to get it done.
Exactly.
How good.
Actually, is that like a later pickup for Richmond, Jim? He's not even in the 2024 season guide. You're not in it. I tried to find you. You know, the guide, the season guide.
Media guide.
They're not in it, mate.
That's no good. We've got to fix that.
No, I know.
Well, don't worry. We'll from now.
Oh, bloody oath. Yeah.
No, it's just ridiculous. So you ever been to Auckland, by the way, Fat?
Is that windy Wellington,
no,
I mean?
Wellington, yeah. Yes. When you get up, well, the first time I went there, my Kelty, I got off the plane and I walked past, which would be everywhere in New Zealand, one of those shops that sell the New Zealand merchandise, including the All Blacks tops.
Oh, top, yeah.
And then there was a T-shirt there that said, this is years ago, it had to be nearly 30 years ago, it said, I barrack for the All Blacks
and
anyone playing against the Wallabies. Yeah. And they had them in all shapes and sizes. So I realised pretty quickly that the Wallabies weren't particularly welcome in New Zealand.
To be honest, I didn't really have anything against the Wallabies.
No, we don't. Yeah. We haven't beaten it for bloody 20 years. Yeah, it's actually embarrassing. But tell us about growing up in New Zealand, because your mum is New Zealand and your dad's Samoan. Did dad play rugby?
Yeah, he played rugby. He was pretty good as well.
Yeah, right. Jeez. So he would have been pretty pumped to see you take it up.
Yeah, for sure. But he's just like such a supportive dad, and he knows that any sport that like me or my siblings choose, he'll support that. And he loves footy almost more than rugby now.
Really?
Yeah, great. Yeah, he's a massive fan.
What about the Tigers? They're a big club, aren't they, Richmond? Huge club. What's that been like, walking in there and dusty and all that? Mm. It must be great.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Like, especially the supporters. And, like, it's good and all to have that many supporters, but, like, the quality of supporters is the most important thing. And I just get to have so many genuine conversations with people, and I think that's what they like about me is, like, take the time of day to speak to them. And
bloody
it's not just because I have to. Like, I genuinely want to meet all the fans. And all those things like that, because it's just awesome to see the young ones, especially because they look up to you, and you don't really realize how much they look up to you until you see them look in your eyes and just the smile on their face.
That's
awesome.
Good, isn't it? That's really good. And I tell you, I feel for Adam Uzay.
Yeah,
just hasn't. You've had too many injuries, haven't you? Really, you've had a terrible time with injuries, Richmond.
Mm, yeah, no, it's been pretty unfortunate, but Uzay's such a good guy, and that's why everyone you'll hear all the players, they speak so highly of him. And we're just at a crucial point right now of the season where the spirits are sort of dropping, and he wants to get it across to the boys to make sure that our spirits are still high. Like, we're still doing things right. There's obviously, you can come up with excuses like with the injuries and things like that, and you can blame it on that. But what can we control now? And that's our spirit and our mentality rocking up every day. So
what a star you are. This is one of the great stories. I also love the New Zealand national anthem, by the way, being played all of that last round. It is a superb national anthem. Great meeting you. Continue to dominate. You're a bloody star.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Mikelty Lefau from the Richmond Footy Club. By the way, it's not too late to sign up to be a Richmond member. Visit the club website for more details. They take on Freo this Sunday at the MCG. A very winnable game, so make sure you be there. Mikelty Lefau on the Rush Hour.
Hello to Junior.
Yeah, Junior and the team. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
Triple M. Right now, it is time for this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
We haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yes.
Yes, Jimmy boy, 5:30. Thank you. Good work. Something. Yes. And it's back, and we got plenty of time because you cut it short last week.
I did.
Oh, didn't have your timings right. You're no good at math, are you?
No, I'm terrible at maths, actually.
Math. Well, let's start at the top.
What's at number five, Fat?
I'll tell you what's in the go. Or all the go, actually.
In the go.
Or all the go. Yes. Indigo, all the go. Impersonations. And we love this about Nick Larkey doing our good man, Damien.
So Purple, what do you think about Drapes' incident on the weekend and flopping on the ball? Was it?
That's a great question. I don't know if Sam Draper knew what he was doing. I just don't. And, you know, he lay on the ball in a way that was not acceptable. And the Essendon Footy Club have a lot to deal with. But I would love to get your thoughts, Lotto, just because you know how much I love you, Lotto. The AFL Football Club.
It's the stuttering, isn't it?
That's so good.
That was really good. But he also does Rafa.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is me, Rafael Nadal. I saw Kyrgios on the weekend. He was not appropriate to fans. He spit in the crowd. So this is not appropriate for tennis, especially Wimbledon, such a special event. So I cannot complain because I'm playing very well. The maiden full Grand Slam would be great for me, but for Kyrgios, he is not appropriate. To...
Very good. That's very good. Yes. But then journos think they can do Rafa. No. Jay-Z.
Oh, no.
No, have a listen to Jay-Z trying to do Rafa, Jim.
He does like to put his water bottles in the same spot tonight. He does like to put his water bottles in the same spot tonight.
No.
Jay-Z.
And even our good old mate, we haven't seen him for a while, Tom Brown. This isn't bad.
It's very, very hard to do. It's very difficult for this, for Ingris. It's very difficult situations for this. So it's not really appropriate at this moment to do Rafa.
That's better.
That's good,
better.
Tom Brown.
Yes.
But Jay-Z, no good at all.
No.
How about number four, Bins?
And we'll continue with impersonations because we haven't got a lot else. No. And I love this one. Dave Thornton, a good Geelong supporter, good Geelong boy, doing Yeezy.
Geez, I love Carlton. Carlton, great size. Luckily in the AFL, they can't drop divisions like the EPL. If that was the case, can't it be down at Oz Kick?
You think it's actually his?
It's very good.
I know, it is very good. Yep. Joey Montagna doing his good old mate Rossi Lyon.
I knew it. Carrying on laughing. Look, take the pumpkins off your heads, you big heads. I knew it. I heard you laughing. I knew it.
And I tell you what, I love this one. And I'd forgotten about this one. Back in the day, Jimmy boy. Goose McGuire.
Big Goose.
Doing you.
Go on, mate, here you go.
Okay. This is an impersonation.
Jim Bob's not happy.
Brian, you up there. Just looking resplendent down here with the doc, Ian and the Nike gear.
Sensational. I saw him at the airport.
Did you?
Last year, Goose. I'd forgotten he did that.
That was a long. The Foss was on
air. Yeah, Foss enjoyed it.
We got it there again, though.
Yeah.
Go on, mate, here you go.
Okay. This is an impersonation.
Jim Bob's not happy.
Brian, you up there. Just looking resplendent down here with the doc, Ian and the Nike gear.
Sensational.
Very good.
Very good, Goose. Yeah,
very good man, the Goose.
Very good.
Good man.
Good man.
What's at number three, Cocco?
I'll tell you what's at number three. Caulfield Saturday. What a great day. Yeah. Horse racing. And we go to the first of one of mine, Jim, Bossy Nick in race 9. We'll have a listen, Bossy Nick.
200 metres to go. Still a length and a half in front of Hedgedon. Bossy Nick late the outside, but it's Salui. 50 metres to go from Bossy Nick, and it's Salui. Too strong. Salui first, Bossy Nick second, Hedged third.
So you're playing a second?
$3.70 a place. Oh. But before that, Jim, in race 6... Elfing Stone
up to Sox Nation, and Mo Down is running on hard. The two favourites will fight it out. 100 to go. Elfing Stone about a length in front of Mo Down. Elfingstone's going well, and Elfingstone won it.
Oh, won it.
Nice.
$500,000 race. Oh, 300 to the winners.
Landing in Fat's luck.
A little bit of air for Fat. Good. Thank you very much, Elfie. Nice. We like that.
Right.
Give us number two, Smack.
Now, this, Maddie found this one. This is interesting. Jim, you'll like this, and all golfers. Brant Snecker. It's not his name, but.
Do you want to have another go?
Oh, Brant.
Brant is right.
Snecker. What is it, Jim? Anyway.
Snedica.
Oh, it's a Snedica.
Oh, no.
He was teeing off in New Orleans, Jim, and this happened.
Brent Snedeker.
Yeah, definitely taking this in. Well, right. Was trying to turn right. That. Just never did.
For right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. He just caught the ball.
It's all good. That's just, you know what? That's a kid who plays a lot of baseball. He just forgot.
Bare hands.
He caught it bare hands mid-flight.
Fair dinkum.
Caught the ball, the golf ball. I don't know what happened there. He just throws it on the ground.
Well, it shouldn't be touching the ball.
No, it shouldn't. No. Yeah, but.
Oh, no. That is an
oh, no. Oh, and here we go. What do you got at number one, Bill? We saw Mark of the Year, Anzac Day, Jimmy boy. Yes, no doubt about that. Billy Elliott.
Ridiculous mark.
And this is how it was called on Triple M by Howie.
To Goey. Sends it to the pocket. Bobby Hill will stay down. Elliott! Oh, massive hanger, Jamie Elliott! You'll see that all around the world. That's a CNN. And there's your mark of the year right there. Just give it to him, Jamie Elliott. Unbelievable grab.
Good grab, good biggest, call.
I've never, don't reckon live I've seen a bigger mark than that.
Yeah, great call.
Very good.
Then I heard your call, Jim. Oh.
Take it and mung it forward. It might work. Elliott takes the chest mark, 45 from home.
Chest mark. So he can't even get the mark right.
Give it a bit.
He can't even get the mark
Give
right.
it a bit, yeah, Jimmy listen. Boy.
Take it and mung it forward. It might work. Elliott takes the chest mark, 45 takes, from home.
Jim, bad. Give it a bit.
You're talking to, I don't know, there's a million who listen to us? A bit,
oh, and yeah, more. 894,000 yeah, last they've already, semester
they've
or whatever
already
it was
heard
called.
What happened Thursday night. They've already heard it. They already know about it. Fat. So, you can't pull the wool over the family's eyes.
This is what really happened.
De Goey. Penetrating ball. Elliott! What about that for an Anzac Day spectacular?
That's better, Jim.
I thought to myself, I don't know if you remember this, Fat. The Hawthorne North Melbourne final in 2007, Aaron Edwards
yes.
took a mark over Drew Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's the biggest mark I've ever seen. This yeah. big, this one's bigger.
Yeah.
That is monstrous. He stood on a 200-centimetre bloke's head.
He's only a little man.
Tiny little man.
You know, Andrew Walker's one.
Oh, that was big.
That was another.
That didn't even get mark of the year.
How did that not?
Gary Moorcross is pretty good. No, ruined his hip.
Yeah, it did. Well done to Billy Elliott.
Hey, that
one
was
of the
good.
All-time great grabs. Not bad, Fat.
That was all right.
A joke?
Not as good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Buddha, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
So no, this is a bit
come
lippy.
Second four times. Yeah, yeah. The other way around.
Second four times.
James Brayshaw and Billy.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
Yes.
Reasonable for you on a Monday.
I know. I'm actually the only one that's good here.
No.
Rabbit's no good.
No, I'm all right.
And you're
I'm
in a,
flying.
You're in second gear going to third.
But second gear, my second gear's got you covered. Everyone knows that. I told you.
Yes.
I worked this out last year. I was even talking to our head of digital, Beersy.
Mm-hmm. Is he head of digital?
Is that what his name is?
Well, he's the only one in it.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
He's the only one in digital.
Head of digital. Anyway, when I walked in here to do that, he goes, you actually look reasonably good. Mm. I said, Beersy, I've worked it out. This time last year I worked it out.
Yes.
I went with the same strategy this year, and that is mid-strength.
A good boy.
All day.
You're maturing.
Maturing.
Exactly.
Carlton Dry. Oh, 3.5.
Carlton Dry.
That's what they served.
Nice.
And it was absolutely the perfect strategy.
Well done.
Got to the end of the day and I was no problem at all.
You weren't unlike Damo Saturday.
He was no good. No good. That's the first time I've seen any effect on him.
Well, it had no effect because he had nothing. He didn't do anything. We've spoken to him anyway.
Yeah, huh? I'll tell you what
first
it was.
Hour.
Yes. It was superb again. The watering hole was absolutely brilliant. The only
tell
problem
us about,
with it,
now, tell us about LIV Golf because we've been chatting about it a
100,000
bit.
100,000 or just under over the 3 days.
94.
It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what I love when you get in there.
What?
The amount of young people. Young blokes mainly, but young people. Was like it? Between sort of 16 and 25.
So kids?
Lots of little kids, but lots. That 16 to 25 young blokes, absolutely loving it.
Mm.
So I love seeing that. Any young people digging golf is a good thing.
That's right.
But we just wandered around for the first half of the day. I was standing next to Henrik Stenson, who was hitting it out from under a tree.
Swede.
Yeah. I said, Delise, you know, and he's 2 metres away. I said, you know he won a major. Like, he's a British Open champion.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, yeah, I did think he looked familiar. So that group went through. Next was Patrick Reed.
Oh.
I said, you know, he's won a major.
Did he kick the ball?
And then the next was Brooks Koepka. I didn't need to tell her who she was. She already knew who he was. But, Bill,
Reedy didn't do the Adidas wedge.
Well, he doesn't. The crowd don't like him.
No.
Everywhere he goes. You just hear this undercurrent of... But the thing is, Fat, if we get a field for, let's say, the Australian Open,
yes,
you might get one or two major winners in the field.
Right.
This thing had about 20.
Just every group.
Every group seemed to have one. So you actually end up taking for granted how bloody good the players are.
Yep.
But and because they're all so spread out, if you're the watering hole, obviously there's thousands of people there. But around the course, you can get a vantage spot just standing on the side. So, and these people come through, and they are all freaks.
Where were you then? Towards the end, when it all happened.
Well, then I went into the cellar door around the watering hole, and got myself nice and comfortable there.
Nice position.
And I'll tell you what happened, which shows what a freak this bloke is. Phil Mickelson coming down the hole next to it, blocked his drive. I don't know if you saw this on the news. No. blocked his, had to have blocked it 60 metres to the left.
Right.
So his ball landed in the bunker of the watering hole, and he's playing on the next hole.
Oh, no.
So Phil's had to bust in through the gate.
Did he?
Hit it out of the sand over the trees to 8 foot.
Fair dinkum.
So the whole hole had to stop while he's going the other way. So that was probably the highlight of the day.
He looked good.
No, he looked great.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had that. But the dingbat, and I don't want to be ever negative about this thing because it's so cool, but the dingbat that put the pin in, put it right on the top of a little crest in the middle of the green.
Saw that.
Bill, no one got anywhere near it.
Well, they went past it into the bunker.
That's it.
Or they just had no room.
Left
to spin
and right. And it was, and I'm thinking this thing should be in the easiest spot on the green.
Yeah.
So we get hole-in-ones or near hole-in-ones, chip-ins, long bomb putts. Exactly. So that was the only, it looked a bit sedate for that reason. The big highlights didn't happen.
Yeah.
Secondly, ooh, I think you boys told me this a bit off air. It was all a bit quiet.
Ooh.
And the year before, it wasn't quite.
Right.
But Pat Perez, remember he binned that 50 footer and shirt off and started doing the horsey around the green? Horse. There was none of that.
Chase Koepka.
Mm. There was no, it was all a bit quiet.
Yes.
And I think I might have tracked back the fact that in the earlier days,
Friday,
got a bit feral.
Friday, it looked feral.
Yeah. So I think the security might have just said, right, you keep your shirts on, you stop throwing stuff.
Or meniscus.
You behave.
The Premier.
I think Malinowski saw him, Pete.
Yes.
No, it was great. So anyway, that would the only thing is if they were told to rein it back, it probably came back a little bit too far. But then, at the end, what about the Rippers?
Well, what time did you go and see them? What, did you go after the golf and see the Rippers?
I watched them on the big screen.
Oh, did you?
Well, and I knew it was a cumulative playoff, but everyone else thought it was just best ball.
Yeah.
So whoever had a birdie or a par just won. I knew it was the two the scores counting. So as soon as the two other blokes went through the back and bugging it up,
we're just walking this in. Yeah.
We're walking this in.
And then we're a couple of
And then so Leash, ice in the veins, by the way, on the first. So he drained his par putt. I said, that's it. We're winning. And when we started celebrating, the whole joint erupted.
Oh, I saw
that. The Aussies. And then I'm walking off to with Lise and all of our lot to bugger off back to Adelaide. And as we walked through, the bloke stopped us for a minute because the motorcade of the Rippers.
The Rippers.
All came through.
Ooh.
Smithy, Leash.
Top off?
No, not yet.
Oh, right.
Matty Kelly, the Warrnambool Flyer, Leash's caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So they are all going completely nuts. Mm. Million.
What?
Million US.
They picked that up for winning the team.
For winning the teams.
Each. No.
A mil US.
Oh, for a team event.
Team event. They all. Oh. So the two blokes, Herbert and Jones, weren't playing. They've picked up a brick as well. Well, just for standing there.
So four players got $1 million
million
in the team.
US. So Matty Kelly would have got a nice slice of that too. So he had a grin like a split watermelon.
He was going to the Rippers.
anyway, I keep saying this. If you think all boys and girls out there, if you're thinking I've got to go there next year, make sure you do. It is one of the great days and weeks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it.
Oh.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Isaac Smith, is he?
Yes.
Are you going to replace you? Have we discussed the fact that you're going?
No, later in the week, Jim.
What do you mean? We're going to discuss it later in the week? Yeah, or are you going later in the week?
Discuss it later in the week when I'm going later in the week.
So Izzy's going to come on and do the Saturday rub. Yes. Can't wait for that.
Good boy.
And Bo Ryan.
Oh, Bo.
Of course, Top Gear.
Top Gear.
And?
He does Amazing Race.
He does another show. Amazing Race. Yes.
So he can't wait to chat to him either. So that's tomorrow. Big that's show tomorrow.
Good
but
show.
Now, here we go.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh. No sponsor.
Oh, no.
I mustn't like the grip joke.
We haven't.
Don't mention the grip joke.
We haven't had a sponsor all day if you've been listening.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. No, you haven't. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we're just having a spell. So this Con's fried fish joint. He wants a sponsor.
Con's fried fish joint.
He used to have a home one in Drillery, Con Manios. And he had the fish and chips.
Like just
what
around
are you
the corner.
Call your business?
Con's fried fish joint.
Mate, he had one in Drillery.
Well, that wasn't the name of it.
Well, his name was Con Manios.
Oh, no, but he didn't call it Con's fried fish
joint. Anyway, one day he pinched $50 out of the till and brought it to school, right? His mum marched in, grabbed him by the ear, and dragged him all the way home.
So it wasn't Con's joint, it was Con's dad's joint.
Yeah, and his name was Con.
And you're dobbing him in 45 years later. Exactly.
Come on, Con.
He never brought any money to school again.
All right.
Oh, I had a big night the other night out at the Bot, and met a lovely young lady, Jim, mm-hmm. and we connected and bonded and had a great old chat and a couple of DMs here and there and everything going beautifully,
DMs.
Jim.
DMs.
Yeah. She said, "Why don't you come around to my joint? Nobody's home." I thought, oh, here we go, Jimmy boy. So I just got an Uber and went around there, and guess what? No one was f***ing home. Oh.
You meant to say, guess what?
What?
She was right. No one was home.
Guess what, Jim?
An F-bomb in there. Instead of that, he drops an F-bomb, so he's guaranteed of getting a response.
It's guaranteed. Yes! Every time, Jim.
I know when you put them in, you're not confident.
That's right.
So guess what? About living, too.
Yeah.
Guess what, Jim?
What?
Nobody was home.
Tell it.
6 inches long.
Pigeon
full of
pigeons
dying. Come on. No more. You've got to do the one.